Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Midday Money Show Minute, your weekly shot of uncommon financial good sense. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and I love to talk about all things as they relate to your money. This week, Team Debt-Free, we're going to focus in a little bit on a credit cleanup series. We're going to look at ways to improve our credit that include cleaning it up, understanding what the FICO score is, and where you get pertinent information from. But to begin, I want you guys to pull down a couple of pieces of information first. So we'll make sure you have this initially, and then tomorrow we'll get started. So one of the things I would love for you to have first and be able to look over today would be a copy of your credit report. If you've been with me any length of time, then you know that I encourage you to go to annualcreditreport.com to pull down a free copy of your credit report. You can pull down one free copy from each of the three major credit bureaus. That would be TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and get a free copy each year. Pull down a copy of your credit report. Look it over for errors. An alarmingly high number of credit reports have errors, and some of them, one out of five, I do believe, have errors significant enough to impact your credit score. So first thing you want to do is pull it up, make sure that all the information on that report is accurate, especially the accounts. Make sure that any outstanding debt that you think you have actually belongs to you, and if it doesn't, we'll want to dispute that, and that's one of the things we'll be looking at over the course of this week. Finally, I want you to consider looking at, while this isn't as relevant, it's still helpful to know, consider looking at your credit score. Now, your credit score is different from your credit report. You won't get the score on your credit report, but there are a couple of services that will give you something very close to your FICO score. You can use one of two services that I definitely suggest. One would be Free Credit Score. That's through Experian. This will give you your FICO 8 score. It won't be the same score, the exact same score that major lending institutions use, but it's created from the same company. So it's created from FICO, and it's a good representation, a good understanding of where your score is. Now, what's more important than the actual score is the direction of the trend. So if your score is trending up, you're moving in the right direction. If your score is stagnant and not where you want to be or trending down, then you know that there's some things that you want to change. So Experian is one option. Another option is Credit Karma. Now, while Credit Karma uses a totally different scoring system, the Vantage 8, and we'll get into what that is a little bit later, again, it's still good for trends, and I do like the fact that they send you alerts when things are happening, moving in one direction or the other. And with Credit Karma, they have a nice little user-friendly app that you can download. All of these things are free. Now, the way that they do make their money, their business model does run based on promoting credit cards to you. So I need to just make sure that I stress that you'll want to ignore the credit card applications. You don't need that information. What you want to do is use this for the free information that it provides, which is that three-digit credit score number, and be able to track the direction in which your credit is moving. Hopefully, and by the end of this series, we'll be on a path to making that credit score trend in a productive direction. But until then, I just want to make sure you get those two pieces of information out of your credit report, and then determine which one of the credit score trackers that you want to use, Experian or Credit Karma, or another. There are plenty of others, but these are just two that I am familiar with, that I use, that I'm comfortable with, and I want to just pass that information on to you. So check in back with me tomorrow as we zoom in on just exactly why credit is important in this day and age. Thanks for tuning in, Team Debt Free. Have a great money week.